Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Wonder Streams of the Soul by Dr. Craig Carpenter Downer is a beautiful, inspiring collection of poems and philosophical passages accompanied by exquisite images, all reaped from a lifetime of vast, diverse, and treasured experiences and insights. Its conceptions confront life's most crucial dilemmas and are soul-liberating. They draw upon profound lessons of the past while simultaneously tapping future-oriented visions. Craig's amazing life has put him in touch with diverse places, cultures, and species. He's worked in South America, the United States, and Europe. A lifelong truth seeker, he's delved into all branches of biology, majoring in ecology, even studied philosophy, history, music, English, French, and Spanish. With an innate affinity for all diverse kinds, he grew up around a wilderness along the Nevada-California border, where he explored on his horse Poco and with his family. He's worked for animal and ecological non-governmental organizations, studied, taught at universities. He's a Nevada Poetry Society member, plays the piano, composes melodies, has guided nature films. And Craig, the recipient of the prestigious Albert Nelson Marquis Who's Who Lifetime Achievement Award. Dr. Craig Carpenter Downer, author of Wonder, Streams of the Soul, our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Downer, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. It's just great to be here, Rick.
What an amazing life you've led, and the work you're doing is so important. And I want to touch on that. The time is going to go by quickly, so I want to touch on the importance of this book, Wonder, and the importance it really has on the world today, because this really is must-read. Explain the significance, the content of the book.
Well, these are compelling messages that have come to me throughout my life that I feel are very important, and I've done a lot of reflection. I think reflection is very important in life. Socrates said the life unexamined is pretty worthless. That's when you really reap its true value and treasures. So it's sort of like my message to the world. I felt that these messages are very important to be understood. And I'm not saying I'm the only one with these messages, but I certainly feel they're important. And I believe that every individual has a unique purpose in this life and world and beyond. And so I'm trying to fulfill that. And I'm a great believer in books. And I believe in the high standard of language and use of words as a way of realizing the true purpose of life on earth.
You are a true master of that. Your passion is evident just in hearing you talk, certainly in your books, and you've devoted your life to carrying this message, this important message to the public. What are some, would you say, of the most urgent, compelling messages that people need to grasp and integrate into our daily lives?
Well, today, I just feel that it's so important that our species, humans, recognize the value of the entire life community, of all the photosynthesizing plants and the other animals that consume and recycle and reseed and pollinate, and also the decomposing organisms that recycle the nutrients. You know, this is an awesome establishment here that has taken millions of years, and we should really respect it and even, recognize that it's God's great masterpiece, and that we should fit into it and recognize its significance also on the highest spiritual plane of the purpose for life on earth, and how we should live in harmony with all the great family of life.
Your book will help us do that. We go through life at warp speed. I mean, we're going through not paying a whole lot of attention, and you sort of slow us down, get us to pay attention, the importance, the significance of what is around us. The book is Wonder, Streams of the Soul by Craig Carpenter Downer, our guest on the program. BookReadersMagnet.com is a great place to find the book. We'll have information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to go back to what you said a couple of minutes ago about the role of communication. What is the role of words and communication by means of words And how is this important to evolving life today? And again, the importance, the critical importance in this regard of what the message in your book, Wonder.
Well, I think words can be very powerful and very positive and constructive. Likewise, the misuse of words can be very retrograde, you might say.
Yes.
But we always learn lessons. And remember, a great philosopher said that vibration is very key for vibrations in the world, energy. And that this reflects what's happening at the intrinsic level throughout our world and throughout the universe. There's something really magnificent about tuning in. I think everyone will admit there's a wonderful power in music. And, well, words are also vibrations that we receive, and really everything, light, so-called matter, it's just a magnificent phenomena. There's something really magnificent going on with words. And when you link these vibrations with meanings, then life becomes very actualized. Edgar Allan Poe, for example, wrote in his Poetic Principle that he never realized the significance to such an extent of ideas as when he expressed them verbally. And I think great musicians too would feel that there's a real power in words, and there's a power, it's really transforming. So we should honor words and try to bring them up to the highest level we can, and know that they are means to our spiritual evolution and to accomplish our true goal in life.
Well, it's interesting as well. Sometimes you don't need a lot of words. You just need the right words. And the book is Wonder, Streams of the Soul. Craig Carpenter Downer is the author and our guest on the program. I'd like you to read or recite several of the poems from the section of the book, Wonder, Streams of the Soul, that contains your most recent conceived poems, the new ones. If you would please read a few as an example of the power, the talent, the gift that you have to take words and present them in such a way that you get our attention. We're interested in what you're saying, and we want to fulfill our end of this bargain here on Earth. If you would, please read several.
Yeah, I believe that words are, when we treat them with respect, they can unlock great, great treasures that solve so much for us. So I'm going to read this one, which was well received by the Nevada Poetry Society, which I read on my birthday, September 21st, a few years ago. It's called Beyond the Veil. The curtain falls upon us all, but let us not feel dour. Beyond the veil lies splendid life of such supernal power. When aftershock is overcome, again will come to flower. This special calling for my life I felt from time to time, does seem to draw me from the depths to destinies sublime. So walk I with a quicker step, transforming paradigm. How long 'twill be, I cannot say, till I shall reach my goal. Yet know I well that it's for sure, for I am on a roll. My vision's bright, the voice I hear, and I shall be made whole.
That is so well said, and such a powerful message. I can see why that was so well received, that's so well structured, and the message is so important. From that section, and talking about some of the newly conceived poems, maybe another poem or two. We want people to buy the book, but I want to share these with the audience.
Yeah, I mulled this over all yesterday, and I chose so many. Obviously, I couldn't read all of the ones I chose, but I chose a few that I think really were stunning examples of poetry, you know, of the harmony that can come out of words. Now, I'm grandmother was of Cornish descent, and when I was at the universities there in England. I was both at Durham University and later visiting professor at the University of North Wales. I took some time off and I walked the coast. I walked down from Devon on the South Devon Coastal Trail down into the land of my ancestors, Cornwall. So I conceived this poem. It's called Cornwall's Recalled, and it's in the form of a Cornish sonnet. The Cornish coast that I have walked upon, aye, 'tis a wild place even in times modern. A certain hum pervades the air from dawn to dusk, from Plymouth Truro to Land's End. And then another sound, when more nocturne, distills the thoughts and consciousness extends to grasp august legends like Arthur King, Queen Guinevere, and Knights of Table Round, in dreams that seem so real and can upspring the great wealth that lies within one's reach. Aye, 'tis worth more than over-coveted pound for these sublime lessons to all can teach. So when confused, forlorn, chased to wit's end, Cornwall's recalled, forbears secluded beach. Just came to me spontaneously. Maybe my ancestors were communicating with me.
Well, that's interesting how that happens. Sometimes you talk to people as they create poetry, and it takes them a while to get the thoughts developed. And other times, I hear what you just said. It's almost like there was another voice that was there to help you through this and to point out the importance. And it's so well done. And I was thinking that probably took some time to construct that poem, and it was basically came to you in one chain of thought.
Yeah, actually, this came to me pretty spontaneously, and I also have melodies that come to me spontaneously. If they're more than just silly ditties, I often record them. Same with with poems of this nature. I make a point to record them.
Our guest,
I really admire a great poet who can recite his poems, and I aspire to do that.
You do that well. You write them well. You recite them as well. Craig Carpenter Downer, our guest. The book is Wonder, Streams of the Soul. You'll find information at readersmagnet.com. I want to move on to maybe a poem or two passages from the section in the book, Wonder, the Spiritual Evolution. This is an important area as well. And time is moving quickly, but I still would like to do a few more of these.
Yeah, because this concerns my philosophy of life, which is spiritual in nature. I'm not a materialist. And I was raised and confirmed in the Methodist Church, and I do believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, but you might say I have a more ample conception of life that is on along the lines of many of the Oriental or the animistic philosophies that believe in reincarnation. So I'll read this little passage here from chapter one. Reincarnation is quite obvious in this world of ours to anyone who can see the river which flows in myriad trickles throughout the ages. This river is indeed composed of the same water in one century as in the following and in the preceding centuries. It is the water of spirits flowing from the beginning to the end of this seeming eternity of the universe progression through the ages. Through the whole of space-time, these spirits are all the creatures that have ever lived, and each one of them has occupied myriad lives since the original fall from perfection. The preacher has summed it up beautifully when he says, all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. That's from Ecclesiastes 1, verse 7, King James Version. Reincarnation is evinced in all the observations of life when one accepts life's basic immortal nature. Instinct is memory, not just some queer chemical blueprint in the chemical coding of life. And even though in the genetic material there is a manifestation of the experience of the ancestors, this is no cause of instincts in the newborn. Rather, the experience of living and of learning causes the material imprints in the genetic mechanisms and directs the genetic manifestation of the individual at conception and throughout embryonic development. I believe that through introspection, a person can arrive at more of the essential truth and not be hung up on a materialistic yes. philosophy, which is quite hopeless, actually. It's pretty without redeeming values. And I've done a lot of introspection in my life, and I recommend it to people.
Well, you'll find all of this and so much more. We're just touching the surface in Craig Carpenter Downer's book, Wonder Streams of the Soul. Time is going by too quickly, but if you would read a poem that was in the initial Streams of the Soul, first book.
Sure. It
just gives an example.
Contained in the new one, yeah.
Yes.
I'm very proud of this one. It was when I first joined the Nevada Poetry Society in January 1996, and I stood up for it because it also came to me spontaneously when I was viewing a six-hour documentary film about Russian history. And I saw it depicted these Tartars coming in and invading the town of Novgorod, which is considered the cultural capital of Russia. I've been there. It's a really enchanting place. So it's called The Tartar, a persona. It's a persona poem. Now here it goes. Once I was one of those hated Tartar hordes, but I spoke great flowing poetry indeed. And my mind, my tongue was like my sword, cutting ever so sharply, swiftly to the truth. And as forth I did ride upon my galloping steed, something in my very soul was freed, as with one emerging out of some unbearable aftermath of sin's smothering darkness, unto the saving heavenly light that dawned both within without, as ever I rode on. As one called back to ever loftier conscious states, strangely reminiscent of times before some cosmic fall. And so as I would ride onward so daringly, God's very inspiring messages would set me free. Precious and life-sustaining gifts for sure these, embodied even in the very pace and cadence of this my gloriously powerful and well-directed steed, one who sensed the messages too, indeed. And in all the strange, weird new places, as in all the marvelous times, each without precedence, and that like music onward dashed, as in all the wondrously distinctive beings, oh, uniquely precious souls and cosmic threads each, so a further transcending lesson took its shape, and glorious freedom was our example and our message, one with the freedom to all whom we met as theirs to us, both given and taken was. Oh, beautiful symmetry of life, such only heaven could design thus. And somehow I knew that very sacred justice did ride with this horse and me, as with the whole wide world together, forth ever out of darkness and into light, in all this light revealeth, hath and doth and ever shall. Praise God, I say, praise God forever and ever.
One of the poems you'll find in Craig Carpenter Downer's book, the new book, Wonder, Streams of the Soul. You'll find information at readersmagnet.com. We'll have information on our website. Dr. Downer has been endorsed by Marquis Who's Who as a leader in the conservation industry. Couple minutes left in the program, and I want to see how this all ties together. Your background profession as a wildlife ecologist, animal and ecosystem defender, your various work projects that I mentioned just a few in the beginning of the program. How does that relate to the message that you have in your book, Wonder Streams of the Soul?
Well, I think it's very important to increase or to elevate the level of consciousness so that people are not so mired in materialism and just mired in hedonistic indulgences that blind them to the life's higher meaning and cause them to adopt very crude and actually destructive lifestyles. So as an ecologist, it's very concerned about preserving life on Earth and all the different components that go together to make life function on Earth. I think it's so important to recognize the higher spiritual reality, not just concerning humans apart, not man apart, but all living creatures, sort of like the great saint of Saint Francis of Assisi, or great Hindus or Buddhists, or even animistic tribes have a certain reverence and respect for all living forms. And I truly believe that when you elevate your consciousness and you tune in to the great order that exists in our world and throughout the universe, then you wean yourself from these lesser evolved attitudes and lifestyles, because you have a nobler view of life. You're not so materialistic, so selfish and, yes, and greedy and just wanting more and more for me and mine. So yes, I think it really is key to do that. And you see that, hey, it's not just this one short life. We're here for the long term, each one of us. And, you know, we don't have to cram everything into one short life or to one short period or squeeze the poor living Earth until it's dead. You know, let's take the greater perspective on life, and let's restore the planet. And I believe that if we just allowed all the species to be themselves and gave them their natural freedom, they would restore life. It's just that people have to allow them to do that. So that's another great reason why I wrote this book, and I'm going to give it my all to promote its messages, because believe me, there have been so many beautiful and inspiring messages that have come to me in my life, and I've coupled them with some really exquisite images that the Reader's Magnet editors helped me assemble, and it looks like they're doing a really, really fine job. I should have the galleys now, and I'm going to be going over it, and then it will be launched. So please check it out. Can make a big difference. There's a tremendous variety of messages in my book.
And it touches people on so many levels, as we've talked about during our brief conversation today. The book is so well done, so well presented, Wonder Streams of the Soul. Craig Carpenter Downer is our guest on the program. You'll get information at readersmagnet.com, and we'll do updates and information as well on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Downer, boy, the time has really gone by quickly. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about, but the book, as you mentioned, on so many levels is so important, especially now where we are as a society. Thank you for taking some time to talk about it. It's been a pleasure having you with us on the program.
Yeah, great pleasure being with you, Rick, and I really appreciate it.
Well, it is our pleasure. And once again, the book is Wonder, Streams of the Soul. Craig Carpenter Downer is the author. Information at readersmagnet.com. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.